Blog Talk Radio.
Stop the ass, stop the ass. Jealous friends, opinions last. So many cats, young or old. Try no matter what your tone holds.
Hey, everybody. My name is Russell Foisey. I am your host for Original Lyric Stream Radio. As always, thank you so much for tuning in tonight or whenever you can. And I know we have listeners from around the planet, so that's really cool. If you'd like to refer the link to the show or listen tonight or whenever, go to blogtalkradio.com/ Original Lyric Stream Radio. The chorus you just heard is my own, and that's titled Stomp the Ants. Now, we're not stomping any insects here. That stands for Automatic Negative Thought Syndrome. And as the lyric says in the chorus, so many cats, young or old, try no matter what you're told. Inspiration for this song, somebody once told me I was too old to write lyrics and sing. I kind of had to look at him and say, what the heck are you talking about? So I kind of gave him this title, Automatic Negative Thought Syndrome. Now, we know on this show, can't is a word we do not recognize. Now, this one came pretty quick. Melody, lyrics, everything, 10, 15 minutes. It doesn't always come that easy now. When you're looking at a blank pad or a blank Word document on your laptop, you know, I'm just looking for ideas. I'm looking for words. It has to be fun, right? When it stops being fun, that song creation process. So everybody has their own system. This is a system I like, and it works for me. I'm not afraid to save it, go back to it, but I'm just looking for words. I don't really care about verse or chorus in the beginning. It's a mishmash of ideas. So make sure in the music creation process, you're having a lot of fun. That's very important. Our episode streams are picked up by many of your popular podcasts. I'll name a few: Spotify, Buzzsprout, Stitcher, Google Play. There's a number of them, but we're part of the iHeartRadio family, which I think is really cool. It took a little while to get involved with them, but if you go to their website or their app, as soon as this show is finished, automatically populates to their site, so you can listen to all the shows there. This radio show concept was part of my first in-studio recording, of course titled Original Lyrics Dream. It was my dream come true, writing my own lyrics and recorded songs. My website, RussellFoiseyMusic.com. I'm a singer, songwriter, producer. I've recorded two albums, and also I've produced a third, Cam Lorum's Writing in the Stars. Let me spell his name. It's KHAMLORAAMM, Writing in the Stars. It's a great album, great instrumentals, brilliant musician. If you can, go on YouTube or Google and check that out. And breaking news, I'm in the studio currently, going back in next week, starting a five-track EP of my own, and hopefully that's released February, March next year, but I'm pretty excited about that. I'm going to be speaking with guests in the weeks ahead. They're going to talk to me about their inspiration behind their own lyrics and music, and we got some great guests coming up in November and December, so please check us out. Let me bring in my engineer, Bill Miller, behind the dashboard, behind the scenes with Blog Talk and also iHeart, and does a great job every week. Bill, how you doing?
Doing good. Doing real good. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Appreciate it. If you like our show, spread the word. Tell your friends about us. Spread the link. And if you want to leave a comment, you can go to the Blog Talk site. Just put it in the comment section and let us know. If you like the guests we've had on, put that in the comment section. Let them know about it. I'm sure they'll appreciate it. And we certainly appreciate everybody's support.
Yeah, that's a great message, Bill, every week. You know, there is a comment section. So when you go online and you look at the slideshow photos of each guest and you're listening to the show, you can place a comment there if you do like it, or, you know, if there's any suggestions that you would like to make. But, you know, feel free to do so. I know we were just texting Bill back and forth. Do we have our guest on this evening?
Yes.
Okay, very cool, very cool. All right, well, let's get to our next guest interview. We're going to play a great track from Alpina Noise. This is called Coat Check Girl.
Thank you.
Hate You, Coat Check Girl. What a great track. We had this guest on originally on episode number 58, August 6, 2020. Let me introduce singer, songwriter, musician, William Clayton from Alpena Noise. Thank you so much for joining me on Original Airstream Radio.
How you doing, Russell, Bill? How you guys doing?
How you doing, my friend?
Good, good. I'm not as crazy as what you just heard, so.
Okay. Well, I was going
to
ask
just
you.
Just to make sure.
I'm going to ask you about the Coat Check Girl, because we were having this conversation before we came on, and you always think of the upscale restaurant or the classy club. And I don't even know if the Coat Check Girl still exists, do they?
You know what? I was out with buddies, a couple friends of mine who also are musicians, and we were just talking. And we're like, you ever notice when you go to, you know, certain places, that, and they don't have to be upscale, but just certain places, even if it's a concert event or anything, it's like you notice usually the coat check girl or the young lady or the woman is usually hot. And so we're like, and that always stuck with me. And I'm like, I always looked at that whenever I went someplace. I'm like, wow, there's a coat check girl. She's amazing. You know, she's bubbly. She's cool. She's has a drink with when she gets off work, you know, with us. She's all, you know, and I'm like, it just stuck with me. And my friend was like, you should do something crazy about that. And so that's where that came from. And usually the night goes with her getting off work, hanging out, having a few drinks, dancing, and we're all getting crazy, or I'm getting crazy. And then toward the end of the night, it's like, what the heck happened? And then you're like, did she do something to me? And yeah, that's where that all came from. And then, of course,
yeah,
with all the liquor and Lord knows what else, it's like, I hate her now, you know. But you really don't hate her. You can't wait to go back to that same bar and see her again, you know.
Yeah, I'm originally from the New England area, and I'm trying to picture back to restaurants there. And I believe there was a coat check girl there, and which makes sense because you're not going to walk in and take your coat off if it's a winter night and put it on back of a chair.
No, yeah.
You know, you're gonna check that coat.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. And when you're in the Midwest, when you're in Canada and New York and Chicago, you have a coat on, and usually there's a coat check girl. You know, people probably don't get the song if they live out in California or Florida or Texas. Of course not. But anyone who lives up, you know, where the seasons change, you understand that song.
Now, I understand you're calling us from New York. You're playing some gigs through the weekend and on Halloween. Man, you got to play that track. I think people in New York would really dig that.
Yeah, we've been doing that one live, and it kind of it's been blowing people away. Either it's been blowing people away, or it's my nervous antic twitches and screaming and jumping around and spinning on the floor and acting like I'm on some sort of all kind of drugs is what's getting people tripped out and crazy. It's one or the other that people like that so much. So I was going to have it 3 minute shortened song, but I'm like, you know what? 8 minutes. Yeah. I wanted 8 minutes of just kind of like chaos, craziness, like this repetitive, just the same thing over and over to kind of drive a person kind of nuts. So that's why you have that build up at the beginning. It starts off kind of quiet and kind of eases into it. Kind of like when you're walking down an alley to the nightclub with, you know, with some friends and on one of those nights and it kind of, you know, we're about to shoot a video for it, but we want it to be obviously nuts. So I'm talking to some people here right now, some friends of mine, about doing that. So
yeah, it's a low vibe, consistent build. You're exactly right. And I can see now, I wouldn't shorten that track at all.
No,
I think
no.
that needs to be long.
Yeah, I like it. I like it the full, just to have someone just tripping off of it, doing whatever. I don't care. Play it at a rave. Play it at a, you know, what? I don't, we, you know, that's what it's for. Just to just get open up a bottle of whiskey, you know, and whatever.
Well, William, give us your background again and introduce all the members in your band.
I'm William Clayton. I'm from Montreal, Quebec, you know, Canada. Right now I'm back and forth, Chicago, New York. I got some new people with me, which I love, Crystal Flowers. This girl was brought in. And I'm so glad that I should have jumped on this a long time ago. She's a great guitarist, left-handed. You know, she walked in with a left-handed Gibson in her hand, and I'm like, oh,
wow.
Okay, all right, now you okay? And she just hit it. Oh yeah, it's like she plays by. I played something for her, and she picked everything up on the first try. I'm like, and she looked like a female version of Slash from, you know, and I was just like, she just made us all play harder, which was great. Keith King, strong drummer, and Adam Holmes, bass player. Those two guys work together. They've been working together, but now they're with me, and everyone's just been saying, Will, this lineup you have is like the best thing you've had, and with the girl in the group just adds more to it. And Crystal is the main attraction onto herself. Be with these three other people. So now.
Nice, nice. So now you're working on a new album and also an EP for the rest of the year. A lot more louder garage punk type of sound.
We're pretty much we've been gigging the whole like since I last talked to you. So now, with the exception of me here in New York, I'm gonna do a little sit-in gig with my buddies here, and then promote my own stuff too, which I appreciate doing for the past 5 years. So when I get back to Chicago, we're just going to record and work on the new stuff. We're doing 9 new songs. 4 are done already, but we want to save them and come spring, put out a new album, and then in the summer, 2 or 3 months from that, put out a new EP. So
nice.
We just want to do
nice.
It all at once, get it all done. So,
who are some of the favorite singer, songwriter, musicians out there that you look up to and respect?
Well, I'm that's a long encyclopedia question. I've got a lot of people I look up to in different eras. You know, I've got my old school, you know, cats that I always refer back to. It kind of goes, I kind of like the way the older songwriters write, because they actually wrote. I'm not, I had nothing against the new people out here, but for some reason, the older cats, there was just their words and everything have a lot more passion in it. I noticed, I was listening earlier, not to get off me. Someone said, like, made a comment like, oh, you're too old to write lyrics. That's just crazy. Whoever said that, you know, that person obviously doesn't know much music, doesn't know about much music out there, or they just don't have a type of a range of music there. They just don't have they've never done a walkabout. You know what I mean?
He was a strange guy, William, believe me.
You said he was a great guy?
No, he was a strange guy, believe me. He was
he
was a kind of
to say that you're
very strange.
Yeah, to say that a person's too old to write lyrics, some of the guys who write the most powerful stuff are the older cats. you know?
Right.
But I do find that a lot of people I talk to, they don't have a soundtrack to their lives, you know? There's no travels. There's no stories. There's no journeys. There's no walkabouts. And all that equals no conversation. And there's nothing to write about. And for someone to say something like that, it's like, what are you, nuts? What are you listening to? Like Ariana Grande, Justin Bieber, Taylor Swift, Kanye West. Is that what's in your library at home? It must be to say something like that. I'm sorry, but you know how I feel about pop music, that bubblegum stuff. I'm sorry, but I don't call that music. Top 40 is not music to me.
Yeah, I agree. I think he might have been a boy band fan.
Oh, yeah. He's a millennial. He's probably an 18, 19-year-old, because someone to say something like that is just, you know. But I pull from the old blues guys. I pull from the old punk guys, the old 80s rock guys. I still love the way writers is, Dylan, Matt Johnson from The. I go from that to, I'll bounce from Dylan to the to Marley to Stereolab to Tool to Queens of the Stone Age. I bounce all around to gather little bits and its and bits from each person. We all gather from someone. We all look up to somebody. You know, so it's kind of like a writer, you know, when you read a lot of books, you're going to gather information from different books, you know, and take notes. That's what you're supposed to do. I think in life is supposed to be taking notes. My dad always told me, always have a pen and paper with you. Always carry a little notebook with you. Write stuff down. Remember it. Maybe you can use it later on, you know? So, yeah.
No, that's a great answer. Bits and pieces from people. I've done the same thing, and that's a great A to Z list of people you look up to. When we speak of developing the song creation, melody, lyrics, chords, which do you kind of put in the first position, or does it vary depending upon the track?
I always write according to bass and drums. I think of a bass line. I'm not a bass player, guitar player, but people are like, well, what's the difference? Well, hard bass is a lot harder than what people think. So I'll fumble around with the bass I have in the studio and come up with some type of bass line, and I'll get on the, you know, the kick drum. And as long as I can start with a beat, kind of like a, you know, it's not the furniture in the house. It's kind of like I'm just laying down pieces of carpet. And once I get a beat going, you know, or a certain type of bass line that I hear with the different types of technology out here, then I can start the process of moving on to writing. Usually the lyrics are always done, but now I need to fit these lyrics with a bass and drum line. So, you know, all the writing, that's basically done. Now I just have to find the right type of song for this to go with it. And I can't start until I have a bass or drum line, either way. Cause when the drums get in, now that bass can, it's easy for me to start building the house and adding furniture to it. If you know what I mean.
Absolutely.
So I start with a beat. I need a beat first. I need a bass line.
Yeah. Similar to, or if you're in the studio, a click track, something to a beat to build and develop.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So,
well, we get another.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Another.
Yeah.
Another great track from our guest tonight, William Clayton with Alpena Noise. I really liked this one as well. This is titled California.
Thank you. that my way.
California from our guest tonight, William Clayton and Alpina Noise, and we were just talking about that tone, that beat, the backbone of a track. You can really hear it in California. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's basically kind of, I like that type of slow paced droning. I don't know what you would, droning punk garage sound like that. I told my bandmates, like, with these next recordings, I want at least like maybe 2 to 3 songs like that, and maybe a couple instrumental ones that are just slow, and then back into the, like, the hardcore, you know, the punk, you know, rough stuff. So I don't want the whole album just to be 9, you know, just punk, fast driving tracks. I mean, I love the Ramones, you know, I love all that stuff, but, you know, I think I like it when an album has dynamics, and it'll, you know, you hear three or four songs and they're all like really rough and garage and punk. Then, you know, the group takes they take a turn somewhere else, and they go off and do something really different and weird and slow. And you're like, oh, okay, where are we at right now? Where are they taking us? And then they go back to their, you know, their drive and stuff. And then they take us somewhere else again, and they go somewhere weird. I think when artists do that, they're trying to take us somewhere different, instead of just every single song sounding exactly the same. You know, every song, it sounds just alike. It's like, come on, do something different. I noticed over in Europe, you know, the guys in Europe, they kind of got it. I think they're way ahead of us with that. They kind of take you somewhere. Whereas in America, I've noticed most groups I go to see, every single song sounds exactly the same. It's like, do something different. Be weird. Be spooky. Be crazy. Be, you know, just be different. Just be, don't be scared. Just do something different. And I don't think we get a lot of that now anymore.
Yeah, you need some versatility. You know, it's you have the core of your sound, but then you have to mix it up and look at another genre. Or, you know, you're right. You know, give me something different to listen to.
Yeah, don't be scared. Just don't care what the audience. I think a lot of we care too much of what people are going to think of us. An artist doesn't do that. An artist does what they want to do. They do what they're feeling. You know. And by the way,
exactly.
I'm not comparing myself to Prince. I'm nowhere like him. I wish I was. But I remember in the movie, Purple Rain, the guy goes, no one digs your music. No one likes you. They laugh at you. Did Prince stop?
Mm-hmm.
Heck no. Prince kept doing Prince stuff. You know? So I remember that line. By the way, once again, I'm nowhere like Prince. Nowhere. Okay? The guy was a genius. So anyways.
Well, hopefully you've been safe and sound from this stinking pandemic we find ourselves in. And is there a favorite gig, William, that kind of stands out to you that you've done? Or is it upcoming? Is your favorite gig going to happen this week?
Wow. This is going to, you know what? I like the majority of this, the gigs, but you know what? This is going to be weird, but I'm going to say this one is favorite because I got through it. I don't care. People who know me know, I had a, believe it or not, we did the Riot Fest weekend in Chicago and we played over in Douglas and, it was hot. It was sweaty. It was rain. It was hot and it was sweaty and it was stuffy. And I had an asthma attack. So I was like, I couldn't breathe. Like, that's creepy. And I haven't had one of those in probably well over 10 years. And this day, on my way to the gig, I had an asthma attack in the car. And the inhaler wasn't working, nothing. So I'm like, shoot, should I cancel? I couldn't do that. I'm like, maybe I can get through this. I just stepped outside, and I wasn't speaking to anyone because I was trying to hold it. Whatever air I had, I was trying to, you know, use it wisely.
Yeah.
But I stepped outside, and I said, you know what? I said to the man upstairs, me through this gig. Just get me through this one, and I'll be, man, I don't know. I'll do a backflip. I'll do whatever. And I got through it. I mean, there was points where I laid on the ground. People thought it was part of the act. I laid next to the drum kit, and I was rolling around. People thought I was doing my best Joy Division, you know, impersonation. But I couldn't breathe. I was, like, dying. I'm like, shoot. You know, I was just gulping for air like a fish through the whole set. And I got through it. And the last song I couldn't do. I had to put the guitar down and walk off. But I didn't walk off. I kind of like played it off like it was part of the show. But it went through well. The bandmates, they knew what was going on with me, and they jammed. They were clicking so tightly that it went so good. Like they were just clicking so well. And then they did a cover of Led Zeppelin's Kashmir, and that blew everybody out the door. And I guess that show would be up there because I got through it. And people are like, you had an asthma attack. What are you talking about? That's one of your best shows. My best shows because I pray that I could please get me through it. That's why.
So that's amazing you didn't pass out.
No, and then after that, I for some reason, I calmed down and I was more relaxed after I got through it. I don't know why, but I was having the attack. And then the next morning I went and got checked out. I was fine. It was,
wow.
I just had an asthma attack. That's all. I had no COVID, no nothing. I've been vaccinated, all that. So
what a great story.
A booster shot. So I know we're all getting through this though. Now that they're talking about Delta variant number two now, it's like, oh geez.
I can't keep track of the variants. I don't know.
Yeah.
You lost me at Delta.
I know. So pretty soon we're all going to be walking around in asbestos suits. You know that, right? So
we're in zombie land, man. I mean, it's pretty bad.
Or what the beehive keepers wear. We're going to be walking around with that.
Yeah.
So
doing our shopping.
And I'm sorry about that other track. I don't know what happened with the audio, but I left my flash. All that isn't back home. I don't have any of that with me right now, but I was looking to send you something else, another one, but sorry.
Oh, no,
hopefully
that's
I can make
okay.
it up to you.
Yeah, that's fine. Hey, we get a few minutes left. Tell our listeners where they can find you on the web and also social media.
Oh, well, you can Google us alpinanoise.com, and that right there will take you to all our links and all our music and iTunes and Spotify, Pandora Radio, YouTube, as far as the latest. So I've got a member of the group right now as we speak updating even more stuff, so which we will be doing also with this downtime while people are starting to hibernate. So, you know, but we won't be hibernating. We will be in the studio still. So just prepare
very
for
cool.
spring because we will all
well,
be there for spring.
Will Clayton with Alpina Noise. That's all we have time for tonight. I want to thank you so much for being our guest again. And my friend, you have an open invitation on this show. I'd like to have you back on again next year. I like your perspective, man. You shoot straight from the hip. Your music has that low grunge build. I mean, I'm digging it. It's incredible. And you're gonna knock it out of the park, man, this week in the Big Apple. And great success with your gigs this week.
I appreciate it, Russell. Thank you. And Bill, you there? I know you're there. You keep rocking it with Russell. I like what you guys are doing out here for the artists, the independent artists, you know, and do not listen to what other people say as far as writing and all that. I'm glad. I hope you check that guy, whoever said that.
We're going to pay it forward. That's what it's all about, right? Let's get the new artist
there.
It's a constant rotation, paying it forward. Thanks again, Will. I really appreciate your time, and rock it out, man, this week.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Have a good night.
All right. You too, Russell. All right.
Everybody, please Google search and support Will Clayton and Alpina Noise. What a great sound, a great grunge synth sound, and please purchase their music. That's important, right? They're working hard. If you'd like to be a guest on a future episode, please send me a track of your music to russellfoisy@gmail.com. We accept all music genres. Love to hear your sound. Again, my name is Russell Foisy, your host of Original Lyric Stream Radio. I look forward to every episode. I love doing this show, as I mentioned, paying it forward to the new artist, developing the new artist. That's what it's all about. Thank you again, Bill. Remember, everybody, trying to matter what you're told. Good night.
Stop the end.